The Wrangell Roadside Environmental Assessment was signed last March. The assessment allows for the harvest of timber for micro-sales up to 50,000 board feet along parts of existing road on Wrangell, Zarembo, and Etlin Islands. At the meeting Thursday, a group of foresters from Wrangell, Prince of Wales, and Petersburg reviewed opportunities for commercial firewood, saw timber salvage, and green saw timber sales. Speaking at the meeting was Steve Lombard, a planning forester for the Petersburg Ranger District. He says the Petersburg Ranger District views Wrangell's roadside EA as a success and says Petersburg would like to do something similar.
This type of program would enable an operator of one of these mills to go out and actually acquire trees that they can then mill and sell the product. Right now, the sales that the Tongass, this even the small sales for some of these guys, they're just looking for a few trees. It's just the equipment capabilities are limited. So I guess that's what this program is trying to target is somebody that doesn't have the capabilities to do a larger sale.
However, Lombard says it will take a joint effort to develop region-wide micro timber sales and says the meeting was a starting point for areas like Wrangell, Prince of Wales Islands, and Petersburg to begin working together and hashing out a plan. The meeting also presented maps of sale areas, information on timber contracts, business administration programs, as well as domestic processing requirements for wood products. Adam Clawhatch is a pre-sale forester for the Wrangell Ranger District and says the purpose of the program is to make small timber sales easier for all parties involved.
Our present process right now is going through something called categorical exclusion. So for each individual event. So there's a little bit of a blowdown in one spot, or somebody wants to do a firewood sale. For each individual one of those, we'd have to do a NEPA on them. The whole purpose of the roadside EA was to clear a bunch of things at once and to help streamline our process so that we could meet the community's need more efficiently and not bog ourselves down with a more cumbersome paperwork process.
He says ultimately the success of the program depends on public interest.
So if somebody says, I need so many cords of firewood of this species on Wrangell Island, we'd work with them to try to offer that kind of stuff and accommodate them. And that was the whole point of this meeting, is to drum up some interest and kind of make ourselves more known of what we have to offer the community.
Clawhatch says the program will be beneficial in localizing small timber sales in the region, which he says will be a favorable situation for many small mill operators. One of those operators is Wrangell sawmill owner Mike Allen, who says this could be a boost for his business.
There'll be more wood offered, more wood to get for me to process. It just opens up a lot more availability here on the island, which is cheaper for me to get. I don't have to go to Mitkoff or other islands to gather the wood.
This will be the first year of the micro timber sale program in Wrangell. And Forest Service officials say plans are in the works for a number of visits to potential timber sale areas in the months to come. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.